Hi, Simon here. My new book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, is now available for pre-order as an ebook and audiobook on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. This book shares many incredible near-death experiences, each with verifiable proof that challenges everything we think we know about consciousness and the afterlife. In the book, individuals whose hearts had stopped and whose brains had flatlined saw things that were later verified. Things they should not have been able to see, because by all medical understanding, they were dead. These are real stories, backed by real evidence, that will make you question what lies beyond. If you're fascinated by near-death experiences and mysteries of life and death, pre-order your copy today. Again, that's Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Welcome to Our Paranormal Afterlife. This is episode 166 of Paranormal Stories. This week I'm reading from Lillian Leishley's book, Past Lives and Present Purpose, Reincarnation and the Illumination of Your Soul. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes. I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So I thought I would read from chapter 12, which is called The Soul's Journey, An Overview, and this is what Lillian has written. The lessons I gained from these 8 lives is that the purpose of soul evolution through reincarnation isn't to become more spiritual, it is to become more human. Or more accurately, the goal is to fully integrate the human and the divine, to become a celestial human where we are fully of the earth and fully of the heavens. We arrive into physical form as a spirit-filled soul whose evolutionary journey has to do with becoming human. As souls, we are here to experience and understand the human lessons of limitation, focus, purpose, love, compassion, health, healing, fear, loss, and connection, to name a few. As human, we are here to discover our sacred celestial nature and to align our body, mind, soul, and spirit to become more conscious. What developed in each of these 8 lives are various insights and skills that hopefully I learn to weave together into a masterful whole and use with wisdom. And the next section is titled Atlantis. In Atlantis, I gained interpersonal skills such as integrity, courage, and sensitivity to those around me. Those are skills worth living and dying for. I was a highly trained and specialized energy worker. But that was all I did. I spent my time alone, except when in training or work. Had no relations, no family or friends, no hobbies or passions. My life was limited. My evolutionary growth in that life was not spiritual, but rather physical and practical. The real growth was in seeking the truth for myself. My growth was making friends with a little girl and learning about what went on beyond my sheltered existence. Living in Atlantis, a city so mythic that people doubt its existence, did not make me an enlightened person. I did know how to sense energy and then to direct it, and that is an important skill, both then and now. But it is not as if I started at the top of the evolutionary heap and everything went down from there. In Atlantis, everything took place in my head, not my heart or body. I don't ever remember being touched or hugged. A major theme for this Atlantis incarnation was to learn what it means to be human and to act with individual authority. I was a fully developed, even somewhat evolved soul before I came into physical human body. I came from someplace else. I didn't know a lot about humans and how they functioned. I certainly didn't know about evil or love or honour. I did know obedience and loyalty, because those were the things that I was taught in Atlantis. My skill level with energy work and astral travel was highly tuned, because I came in with those skills. There were a lot of off-worlders in Atlantis at that time. We were to embed the human species with higher genetics and more fine-tuned brain function. like a grafting of two species in order to raise the humans to a higher level of consciousness that would allow them to go beyond subsistence living. We were concentrated in a few places on Earth's surface, like Atlantis, Egypt, Mesopotamia, India, and Mexico. Many major deities, for example Isis and Osiris in Egypt, and the Greek gods and goddesses, were off-worlders. I was neither male nor female, in any way that I would understand as a category that would define me. I was tall, thin, pale, white-haired, almost albino, in that I had blue eyes. I was definitely not like the average human in Atlantis. As a chosen, I was brought in as a young child to work in the energy fields and be part of the higher levels of consciousness to which humanity was striving. But as in most cases of reincarnation, I didn't remember any of my mission once I arrived in Atlantis. That is the paradox about the soul and birth and rebirth. You may know everything before you arrive, have it all planned, even to the soul friends you will meet. But once you come into the density of the earth, you forget it all. It is covered over. You have a sense, a hint that there is more to you. You long for the sense of the totality of who you are. You feel limited and not fully useful in your job, life, and relationships because you remember on some level that there is more. Once the soul enters the dense material and energetic field of planet Earth, it forgets its true essence and becomes a bit lost. It can take time to uncover this essence of the soul and to wake up to the core truth. I slowly awoke, and through my dreams and visions, I became aware that something was wrong in Atlantis. But I was told by my teacher, Dem Major, not to believe my insights and instead to trust him. I was betrayed by him, who used me for his own selfish plans. It was my gift as one of the 12 who worked with the crystal that Dem Major wanted. Once I realized his intent, I did everything I could to stop the destruction of Atlantis, even trying to destroy what was most dear to me, my heart and shield. But I discovered too late the truth around me and failed in my efforts, a failure that created self-doubt and distrust. This was my first soul wound, of the belief that my greatest gift would lead to my undoing. This soul wound has been mine in all lifetimes, even this current incarnation. It is the wound I hope to heal by writing this book and sharing these stories. The next section is titled Egypt. In Egypt, as the healer, I built on my energy sensing skills that were so developed in Atlantis and added a longing for personal relationships. I brought with me a disdain for elite authorities and a distrust of those who were arrogant or authoritarian. I wanted personal freedom and engagement in the natural world, a world that in Atlantis I had only seen in meditation. I found freedom and nature in the quiet desert. In Egypt, I had integrity, compassion, and courage. My evolution from Atlantis to Egypt was remarkable as I sought to understand the natural world and to live in community, very different from my isolated life in Atlantis. But when I died, killed by Ben Mal, I felt a fool. I had been too humble, too quiet, not courageous enough to take action. I did strategize a way to save my family and village, and for that I am grateful. But I might have been able to save myself as well if I had spoken up earlier and gained the friendship and trust of the Queen and Princess. I was so busy lying low that I missed the chance to better control my destiny. Once again, it was my gift of natural healing this time that became the reason for my death. On to the next section. This is titled Maya. As the young Mayan warrior, I came back with the sole purpose of gaining courage and confidence. I was going to be strong and brave, not weak and in the shadows. I would be in the center of life, and people would respond to me, respect me, even fear me. All of this would be done to help my community, my friends, my people. I would hone myself like a finely pointed arrow, an effective force of power. But all that was for nothing. The skills I thought were necessary to develop were turned against me. The excellence I strived for ended with a sacrifice I did not choose. I felt betrayed and used again. Today I was reading from Lilian Leishley's book, Past Lives and Present Purpose, Reincarnation and the Illumination of Your Soul. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. Just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression session with me. I'm also offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.